I have a lot of questions, the Black Cat said as she paced back and forth on the counter. Number one, how dare you? Ellie clicked her tongue as she let her arm slap against the table. I dare because I own this house. Cleo slowly eased to a sit, wrapping her tail around her legs. Don't get me started on the unfair laws about animals not being able to own property.
I don't understand, Lola said as she glanced at Ellie.
There's a surprise, Cleo shot back. Ellie gave her an unimpressed stare.
That's uncalled for. I thought you were going to be nicer to Lola.
That was then. This is now. And now we're faced with a crisis of epic proportions. I don't understand how you expect us to live through this.
But people are coming to see us. Lola wagged her stubby tail, causing her entire body to quiver all over.
Well, that's the problem, idiot.
Don't call her an idiot, Ellie answered with a wag of her finger.
Lola, I feel the same way you do.
I'm excited too, and I'm excited for the masquerade ball.
I'm excited for the ball, Cleo said, because you will be gone for hours, and I can actually get some sleep, unless Lola barks all night.
I will too. I'm the only one to watch the house.
Cleo narrowed her eyes. Unless I pop a claw into your ass.
Stop, Ellie said with a wave of her hand. No one is popping claws into anything. Why is violence always your first response?
I'm a cat. It's in my basic nature. Now, let's discuss this further. Cleo rose to pace the counter again. I'm supposed to accept that people are going to come in here.
That's already been done. Remember? We had our opening weekend already.
Yeah, I remember, Cleo said, her eyes wide. Somebody died, don't you remember?
Ellie heaved a sigh as she shook her head. Yes, I remember the murder very clearly, Cleo. I solved it. Remember that?
With my help. Now, I'm getting kind of old to be running around the entire town solving murders. The last one took a toll. Remember when I came out of the tree?
Yeah, I remember that too. You claimed you were hurt and you weren't going to make it. Then I said I'd take you to the vet, and magically, you were fine.
There's no reason to clutter up the medical system with injuries that I, with my stellar ability to handle pain, could easily get through with my grit and determination.
More like there was nothing wrong with you. Anyway, yes, I remember exactly what happened last time.
But I'm not going to be forced into closing the B&B just because one of the guests was murdered at the diner over a treasure hidden in here. Oh, and don't forget the little snag of your loving soon-to-be ex-husband showing up.
Cleo shot Ellie a knowing glance.
You let him in the house, and he was almost a murderer.
He wasn't a murderer, though.
I said almost. He was complicit.
Ellie clicked her tongue before she sighed. Look, this one should be fairly safe. I liked the woman when she called.
I don't. I don't like her, her mother, or her stupid cat who's coming with her.
Ellie pushed the chair back from the table and rose, crossing to the cupboard to retrieve her popcorn popper and kernels.
Well, you don't get a say.
Although I will warn you to be kind. This cat has some problems.
Yeah, he's got an idiot for a pet parent. Who travels with a cat?
Lily Bennett and Cassie McGuire, Ellie answered. And I think it's nice. How would you feel if I went on vacation and left you at home?
Fine, Cleo answered. I'd get some rest. It would be like a spa around here.
Ellie placed a pat of butter on the rubber lid and slid the popcorn maker into the microwave. Well, fine. Maybe I'll plan a trip for me and Lola and leave you here